All right, I'd like to invite you to come back to the seating. Make sure you sit comfortably, balancedly, relaxingly. Neck, head, and spine straight, upright, perpendicular to the ground. That is very simple, but most of us not doing that. We had a habit of sitting unbalanced, okay? So we have to learn how to pay attention to our sitting position. That creates a lot of problem. So we need to be mindful. Come back to your breathing and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. And everyone, today the 22nd of June, the year 2017, and we are on the second day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at SAC 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii. This morning, we talk about the first principle in the therapy in the changing our thoughts, our conception. So, basically, That, again, some very basic thing in life, but we had a wrong concept, wrong view, that why it affects our life a lot. And this morning we already pointed out about the four basic elements in our body, and then also the function of our body and the way we nourish our body in the incorrect way. So now we take a closer look to see what is really affect when we had a wrong view in our daily life. When we have a wrong view about the four elements to compile to our body, first, we see in reality, the solid substance in our body is maximum only 30% of our body weight. But in the daily life, we had a wrong concept. So we think of our body compiled by the solid substance. When we turn everywhere from the outside to inside, we see all the organ, on the system, all the solid. So that's why we see the totally opposite. As you see, you compare between two different diagrams, you see the right view will give us a very small amount of the solid and much, much more for the liquid, the gas, and the energy. On the other hand, the wrong view will give us a loss of the majority of the solid and very minimal for the air, the gas, and the heat. So the first negative effect, because of when we have the thinking of the solid is the most component in our body. And you see, whatever the solid, it will be affected by the gravity, the earth gravity. So it will pull it out faster and stronger. So that's why it makes our body become so heavy, so slow. So when it's so heavy and it's so slow, the current, the flow of the liquid, the current of the air, it's slow down. And we already learned yesterday, when it slow down, the good thing become the bad one, right? And the second negative effect, because you know that our body, internal or external, all the way be protected by four different layers of energy. For example, outside, external, we see the first one, the solid, that our skin. Outside of the skin, we had the liquid. That is say, okay, we have the layer of the very pallid, right? The mucus coming out. And the next that one is the air. And outside the air, we had the energy, and we usually call that the aura, right? when we look at a very healthy, peaceful person, you see the skin is very moisture, right? And it radiates the energy and the color surrounding. So you look at that person, you see very peaceful and very bright, right? Not only the skin, the eye in general. So we use the same thing that like the aura, like we look at the Bodhisattva and the Buddha, right? It radiates the light, the energy, and the very, very smooth, very perfect the skin level. So they had to protect by four different levels. But the strongest one, the outer, that's the energy. So the same thing for internal, because the all of our body, from the eye, the ear, the nose, the mouth, and we go down to our digestive system or everywhere, okay? It still had the four layers. Inside, we still had the membrane, and next to that, the mucus, the liquid, and inside the tube, that is the gas, the air, and the body temperature or the energy. So if we had the right view and the awareness of that during our lives, okay, continuously, every single moment, we be protected by all this layer, whatever from the environment, from outside, before it touch, before it go to our skin, it be blocked by the energy, the gas, or the liquid, the layer of our skin. See? So it much, much stronger, and it blocked from out here before it attack directly to our skin. So the same thing when we breathe in the new air from the universe, and when we eat, when we drink anything, it will have the toxic substance or anything have a potential danger to our body. It still be blocked by all the layer before it touch to the membrane, to the cell or to the organ. But with the wrong view, wrong perception, like we have in the past, you see, we don't have the protection from the outer layer, outside or inner. Whatever it comes, okay, it passed through this very easily, you see, and it attacked right away to our skin. That's why, okay, we see more and more we have allergy right now. We have a skin problem now today. And the same thing internally, okay, we don't have the three layer of protection. Whatever we eat, we have it allergy and attack it right away. So that's why that is a really, really lost a lot of the benefit from wrong view. So, and then similar like that, if we had the right view, you see the physical body, just the slaver, they are very small, okay? They have to perform the order from the boss, right? That is from our brain or from our spiritual body. Whatever they perform, they have to follow the direction, the order from the boss. And they cannot do anything. They cannot do anything without the direction or the guide from the master or the boss up here. But when we had the wrong view, okay, we don't have the power to direct it, right? Our worker, our labor, our slaver, okay, they take over the role. So that's why, okay, whatever we eat, whatever we want to do, we cannot do it because we don't have the power to direct it. We don't have the power to follow up or to correct when they make something wrong, right? When they make a mistake, we don't have the power to correct them. And exactly the same token like that. If we nourish, if we had the right view, the right perception, we need very small amount of the solid food, okay, and we can use the higher level of the energy, the sensible, the mental, or the spiritual food. And if we nourish like that, okay, our body, again, if we parallel, it have a more power to control. But and then if we had the wrong perception, and then we just lean on the solid food, on the quality, but not the quantity. So it makes our body become bulky, heavy, right? And when we consume more and more quantity food, and the quality very low, it makes the digestive system have to work more, and it spend a lot of energy for nothing, right? And to compensate or to satisfy the requirement of our body, we need to ingest more to have enough energy. So that's why it still it has to work more, and then the trust or the byproduct become more and more. And then you see our body become bigger nowadays, and our awareness, alertness, the brightness, it become less because we eat the food with the quantity but not the quality. We eat the dead food more than the fresh food, so we lack of the life force, right? So that is a really important energy to provide for the higher body. And in our body we have the human cell. It's around a billion cell, but just in the very small section in the large intestine, 90% of our population stay in this area. 90%. Who is that? That is all the bacteria. That is the bacteria. So the human cell is a very high developed, complicated, right? The bacterial cell is a very simple cell and very, very single activity, very simple cell. But if we count on the head, right? If we count on the head, it's still one cell. So we take the example, like in our society, we have a 10% of our population is the one with high educated, right? That 10% people high educated take control the whole nation of, and control the other 90% of the lower education or the labor, right? 90% of people had to work, had to serve for the whole nation, especially for the 10% of the high educated people, if we know how to control them, right? And then if we don't know how to control the 90% of the low educated population, this 90% can overthrow, right? Because the population, the number of heads, okay, it's much, much more than the 10% of other people. They don't need to have the high power. They just use the number of people, right? They still can suppress and they can overthrow the other 10% of educated people. So you see, when we eat correct food, we have the correct perception, right? And we have the power of the master on the boss to control the slave, like the physical body. We have the control over the 90% of our population in here. And we transform all the nutrition in the raw material to nourish for the 10% of our human cell. We become a healthy, strong, and smart person. On the other hand, if we ingest the wrong food, we just based on the quantity, and we don't have the life force, we don't have the power to control the physical body, we cannot control 90% of the population in the large intestine. So most of the food we come in here, it convert into the nutrition very minimal, and the rest it will be the food for the bacteria. So our belly become bigger and bigger all the time, you see. And then when it's bigger, and then we nourish, we give the energy to the bacteria, and the bacteria now it take over the role in our body. It destroy our body. It make us sick, And later on, we will see, okay, what happened in this statin. Because 70% of our immune cell be synthesized in this area. So when this area become the negative energy and take over by all the bacteria, so we have no protection for ourselves. Because 70% of our protector, right, the soldier of our body, be trained or be synthesized in here. It now the bacteria take over that one, so we have no protection. And 90% of the serotonin, 90% of serotonin in our body be synthesized in this area too. Yeah, that is one of the very important neurotransmitters. So we think of a very simple way, because serotonin one of the very important neurotransmitter. It looks like the role of the communication, you see. So it sends a signal from the headquarter to all the organ, the system, the cell. So now the bacteria take over the communication system. What happened? Because it will direct all the organ and system by its law, not by our law, you see. So it creates all kinds of the disease, the disorder, like the schizophrenia, like we call the crazy people, and the phobia people, the depression, and the dementia. It's called anemia, it's called insomnia, okay, from the central nervous system to the body too. People with Parkinson's disease, right, because that too. So it affects not only the neural system, it affects the muscular system, it affects the endocrine system. So people had a problem with diabetic, lipidemia, high cholesterol, people had a problem with the tumor or the cancer of the reproductive system, like breast cancer, uterus cancer, pancreas cancer, etc., by the mess up of the serotonin system. So which one is the most dangerous food nourish the what we call the enemy in our body? We have four basic group of nutrition, but only three, the carbohydrate, the protein, and the fat is the one really had the draw on the calorie, right? And the green, the vegetable, this one provide the fresh energy, the life force, the vitamin, the mineral only, but not the raw, the gross calorie. So in all this one, which one is the, when we take one sample, we take one, for example, one carrot, one broccoli, one piece of rice, one pea of meat, of fish, and one pea of fat and oil, we leave out there. Which one will produce the bacteria faster and the most? Feed the animal the protein, okay? Feed on meat. Only a few hours, you leave out there and you smell it really bad, right? And you can see the all the bacteria, like it deteriorate and it melt out, right? So this is the fastest and the most dangerous. Second, it go down to this one, right? The third one and this is the fourth one. So we consume, the more we consume the protein, the more dangerous. And you see that the protein be break down by the bacteria, see? So the bacteria, it can break down the protein outside, that is the meat or the feed, right? So what's the instantin makeup? No, amino acid, protein too. So you see, so after it break down, when you put in the protein in here, and it break down that protein, what we call the food, right? And after they break down that, and then they will continue to attack our intestine. You see, that's why when 90% of the enemy in here grow stronger and faster and they take over, it start attack our intestine. That's why, okay, we had a lot of the tumor, the polyp and the cancer. That is number one killer of America right now. And the same, that protein, the same piece of meat, we divide by two portions. One we leave outside and one we keep inside in the yard, in the can, right? And which one will produce more toxic substance? The one inside the yard or in the can. Why is that? Because the one outside, it be break down by what we call aerobic bacteria. The one inside, it be break down by aerobic and anaerobic. But anaerobic more, because after it use up all the oxygen in here, it will develop the anaerobic bacteria. And that one create more toxic substance than the one outside. That's why you hear a lot of news in America when we eat a lot of canned or the yard food, we had a food poisoning, right? And that can cause death. Basically, when the same protein but we keep inside, when we lack of oxygen, it will be more dangerous than had the plenty of oxygen. Now, we look back in our body, you see, in this area, we don't have much oxygen, exactly like in the can or in the yard. So on the protein we feed it in, okay, we feed the anaerobic bacteria. So it will produce the toxic substance and it will eat our own tissue, that means our intestine. And you see why the connection, very clear, why the number one killer American, the colon cancer and the lung cancer. It's not only by the smoker, right, by the air pollution, but because when you don't breathe enough, you don't have the belly breathing like we exercise, and we have not enough oxygen in our lung, not enough oxygen in our blood, and not enough oxygen in our body in general. So the less oxygen we have, so the more anaerobic bacteria will grow in our body, especially in this area. And if you pay attention, when we eat the protein, okay, we release the gas, right? The smell is very strong. The more protein we use, or the more problem with our digestive system, we have a lot of gas. And it's very strong when we release that gas. This smell much stronger than the gas we use for cooking, right? So when you stay in the kitchen and the gas is leaking, when you sniff that, when you breathe that, what you feel? Headache, right? Headache, terrible dizziness and pain, something like that. So the same thing, when that gas build up in here, it will flow up and it destroy all our internal organs, the lung and especially the nerve system. And remember, we just said 90% of our serotonin be synthesized here. You see, so that connection to our neural system, our nerve system. So when that gas attacks the nerve system, right, so we cannot have the correct function of our brain or the neural system. That's why you see in very, very old time, right, 100 years ago or 100,000 years ago when we had a tribal, they very know low knowledge, right? But whenever they think something, they say something, they point here. They have a good heart and a good thought, they don't point here, right? They say, okay, that guy have the good thing, right? They point here. If we had a good belly, that means that we have a good bacteria. Our thought, our thinking, our healthy condition, okay, we start from here. But if we had a bad belly with all the negative under the bacteria, okay, it will destroy our brain function, the serotonin and the neural messenger. So the brain function, the body function, all kind from here. And then here, the connection I will show you now, because especially you see the meat we consume now in America or in the world in general, okay, it's not like in the old time anymore.
Once you see for yourself the routine cruelty involved in raising animals for food, you'll understand why millions of compassionate people have decided to leave meat off their plates for good. Chickens are probably the most abused animals on the face of the planet. They are crammed into filthy sheds by the tens of thousands, immersed in their own excrement among the corpses of other birds who died of heart attacks or stress. Some even die of starvation brought on by becoming crippled from growing so large, so fast, that their legs can't withstand the weight, which makes them unable to reach food. After being genetically manipulated and fed antibiotics to promote unnaturally rapid growth, their hearts, lungs, and legs often break down under the added weight. Heart attacks and crippling leg deformities are far too common. A PETA investigation found this farmer killing sick and injured turkeys by beating them with a metal rod and then tossing them aside, leaving them still conscious and suffering. This was deemed legal and standard by the industry. These turkeys were left to languish for 6 hours before being loaded back onto another truck to be taken, injured, to the slaughterhouse, another 4 hours from the scene of this accident. This undercover video shows the standard method of gathering chickens for slaughter. After enduring weeks in filthy, crowded conditions, the animals are loaded onto trucks and taken through extreme weather conditions, without food or water, to slaughterhouses. Where they are snapped into shackles by their fragile legs and have their throats slit, often while still conscious. Many are scalded alive in the feather removal tanks. If you thought it couldn't be any worse, think again. Between 5 and 11 hens are crammed into tiny wire cages during egg production. The animals might go insane from the oppressive conditions and attack one another, so their beaks, which are filled with nerve endings, are painfully seared off with a hot blade. These hens are so crowded that they are unable to spread even one wing during their entire miserable lives. They are unable to do anything natural, such as dust bathing or foraging through the grass. It takes an average of 34 hours in these conditions to produce just one egg. When egg production drops, producers often shock the bodies of the worn-out birds into another laying cycle by withholding food for up to 14 days. Many die of starvation. Because their bones are so weak and their bodies so worn down, up to 90% of hens have broken bones or are hemorrhaging by the time they make it to slaughter.
So just briefly for you to see it here, same like people, for example, when we sit near to a person, that person have the worry net, or upset, or sad net, right, or angry, what we feel? We feel maybe the fool, right, but maybe a little bit, but less or more we will feel, right, and we will be affected. So the same thing, when we sit next to, or we live in the house with some people, very happy, very healthy, right? Even though they don't want to give up anything, but we still receive the energy from that person, right? So in here, right now we have 7 billion people on the earth. 7 billion. So minimum, every day we kill around 5 billion. Minimum, right? In America, only in America, they estimate we have about less than 300 million people. But only chicken, we kill 600 million. That means one person, two chicken. That only chicken. We not talk about the pig, the turkey, or the cow, or whatever, the bigger one. The chicken is the smaller one, right? In America, only two chicken per head. So we talk about in general, in the whole world, we have 7 billion people. We just think minimum we kill only 5 billion. 5 billion, how many we had to write in advance? The shortest life for the chicken, we need at least 60 days, right? 60 days so we can have the meat. So we 60 times for 5, how many? We have 300 billion, you see? At least 300 billion animals living in this condition. First, unnaturally, because they turn on the light 24 hours, no day and no time, no lunch, no night, right? They have no rest, so it will out balance. Secondly, you see the chicken from the first days of life, when they open out the cover, right? If that's the one to ride for meat, the male, they leave it. The female, they throw it in the machine, they kill it right away. The one for egg, okay, the female, they leave there. But the male, they throw in a machine, they kill it. So on the first day, thousands of billion be killed. So the negative energy is coming out. From the second day, you see they chop the pig, right? Why they chop it? Because the area, the surface area is bigger. So one thigh, when they eat more, right? When they eat more, so they grow faster. They can have more nutrition, so they can lay egg more. See? The other thing, because it is so straight like that, so stucky, so hard, so uncomfortable, so they have to use the pig to relieve their fur. And then also, okay, they attack the other one. So if they had a very sharp pig, okay, they would destroy, they attack themselves and the other more often, so that's why they chop that one for the other purpose too. And then in the old time, when we eat the chicken, we eat from the head to the tail, right? To the leg, right? From the skin to the inner organ. We don't throw anything, maybe the fur. But now you look at the market, what on the market? Only the breast, right? Maybe the upper leg, maybe the shoulder, and the rest, they throw away, right? So who want to ride the chicken with all the organ? The same. No way, right? It waste. So they had to find a chemical to stimulate how the chicken big in the breast, it's in the thigh, it's in the shoulder, exactly like the human being right now. You see? And the heart is too small, the throat is too small, so now we had a heart attack. We had a knee problem because we're overweight. You see, the bone cannot handle the overweight, and then we cannot breathe because of the lung and the throat is too small. You see, so we create an animal exactly what we suffer right now. So think about that. Inside, we ask them to eat faster, to grow faster, and outside, okay, we cram in a small cage. So the opposite thought. And the different the out balance between the organ. You see, the heart is too small, the throat is too small, the lung too small, but the body too big. How can they move? How can they live? See, terrible. See, turn on the light 24 hours, the food and the cage like that. And you see how they treat them, right? They beat, even though they not be killed yet, but they be treated very badly. And then in that condition, it's very, very crowded. So the air circulation is not good. So what happened? It will pollute it, a lot of bacteria, a lot of disease. To prevent that, they have to put what? Antibiotic, a lot of medicine in the food and the spray in the environment. When we're sick and we use the medication, do we feel good or not? No, right? We never feel good when we take the medication. And when we have a mosquito, the insect, or we want to kill the ant or the growth, we spray. When we sniff that, we smell that, we like it or not. No, right? So the animal had to suffer that every day from the morning to night, continually throughout their life. So that negative energy, the stressful, the worryness, the angriness, the upsetness, all kind of negative energy, you see, continually to produce and to spread out. It not only get into the bloodstream and into the muscle of that animal. So the one to consume that one is the one to suffer. That definitely, right? But we not consume that. How can we still be affected? That's why I'm asking you to turn off your phone and switch to the airplane mode. Only that one is the one to carry that negative energy close to you 24 hours, then you don't know. You see? Because right now, okay, all of the form is far away. It's not in the city. See? It's not around it. Right? In the old time, we let the animal run freely out there. Right? And we don't have the tower for the communication, right? We don't have the telephone tower, right? But now you see, very oftenly, we go to the high mountain, you still can receive the signal. You go deep into the forest, you still can receive the signal. Whenever you can receive that signal, all that energy or that transmission will bring from wherever to you, around you 24 hours a day, and you don't know. In America, we had a wrong information. Most of us think it's in milk, so we have a calcium, right? And you will look at the cow, you see, okay, they cannot work on themselves. How can they have enough calcium for us to consume? So you see, if they live in this condition, they have no nutrition, right? So when we think that 50 years ago, after the World War II, we have no war to make money, so we change to the cow and the milk industry. So we have all wrong information. And at that time, at the beginning, we don't have the disease of mad cow, right? After one decade or two, when we abuse so much, the nature automatically produced the virus mad cow, so we have to obtain from a build a cow. 20 years ago, we don't have a problem with pig, right? But when we start to build pig, now we had a problem with the pig. And then 10 years ago, we don't have the birth virus, right? The what we call the bird flu. See? So when we abuse that, we think we're smart, we think we're strong, the nature had a way to balance it. You see? And now we think, okay, we're smart, we can have the fruit of season, right? We don't know, we create we again the nature. So, and then we have all kind of disaster, all kind of disease. So, back into here, you see, under the animal, if you can compare between the meat of the cow you buy in the supermarket and the one they nourish in the farm, when you just take it out and you leave it there outside, you compare and you see totally different. One, because the other one, they nourish in the very bad environment and they use a lot of antibiotics, right? So it have no immune. It's very weak. So that's why the bacteria attack it very easy. When you leave the meat out there, you see this one, it takes longer for the bacteria to attack, to break it down. But the one you buy from the supermarket, they use all the chemical on the color, okay, to dye. So it looks very beautiful, right? But actually, you leave it there for a few minutes to 15 minutes, you see the difference right away. When you cook it, and when you eat it, the flavor, the taste totally different, right? And then also, when it go into our body, what break down the protein at first in our body? The acid in our stomach, all right? Before it go down here for the bacteria to continue to break down, the first step to break down the amino acid, the protein, that is the acid in our stomach. So the more protein we use, the more acid we produce. And if that acid can break down the muscle of the beef, the cow, or the chicken, after that, it will break down our own muscle. That's why you see we had a stomach problem become more and more now, so there. You see? And finally, that acid goes into where? Into our muscle, into our bloodstream. When we become acidic, our immune system shut down. You see? Our immune system is shut down. That's why, okay, we become weaker and weaker. When our immune system become weak, not wait until the external attack, the internal. See, for example, what we call the national security, right? Weak, our army and the police, right? It weak, not the outside the invasion, right? The crime, the gang, right? All kind of the negative inside our nation. It developed first, you see? So the same thing in here, when our immune system become weak, we don't wait until the bacteria or the outside the invade attack it in. The inside start to burst up and to attack already. That's why we see the autoimmune disease become more and more. The allergy become more and more. Last year we don't have that allergy, but this year we have. Last month we don't have the allergy, but now we have. The same food we eat last year, no problem. Now we eat that food, we have allergy. You see? Yeah. So that's why, okay, if we not recognize all this one, we destroy ourselves because we don't have the knowledge about the food we consume now today. All right. So during the break time, you can share more with your, explain more for your community to understand that. And then tonight we will continue about the acid environment in our body. It will create a lot of problem, even though with arthritis, with the osteoporosis, etc. Alright, so we take break right now and then we will resume at 6:30. So I leave you about an hour so you can share, you can explain more to your member, so they know whatever you discussed this afternoon. And again, remember the phone. You see, now that's why I remind you too often. You not only you can lose your power of the control that, but it carry it the one to bring all the negative energy to you continually 24 hours there, and you don't know, and it attacks your immune system, it attacks your neural system, etc.